Today on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we're pleased to be joined on the line right now by R.J. Sigurdsson, the Minister of Agriculture and Irrigation for the province of Burtigas. First of all, sir, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Well, it's a great chance for me to talk a little bit about our Buy Local campaign and agriculture in Alberta, so thanks for having me.
Yes, and why don't we get started with that? I know the province announced recently this big Buy Local campaign. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what's going on as part of that?
Well, basically, you know, of course, we're very pleased that the U.S. tariffs, the recent decisions made in the U.S. Haven't had the severe impact on the ag industry at this time. They've been paused. But we want to continue to advocate for our producers and our industry at this time. Of course, we have seen a huge consumer shift into supporting local and supporting Canadian and Alberta-made products. So we're launching a campaign to assist with that and raise awareness about our amazing products that our farmers and ranchers grow and produce and process right here in this province. And very excited about launching this campaign just recently on Monday.
And when it comes to these, I know they've had this Made in Alberta, I guess, voluntary labeling thing on for a couple of years now. Do you feel that with this, having this Buy Local campaign in place can really help get more sort of a connection, I guess, between consumers and producers in that way?
Yeah, definitely. Of course, this is the campaign itself is a more broader Buy Local all across Alberta. But of course, we have 600 processors that engage in the Made in Alberta labeling program that we have. Of course, if you look for the Made in Alberta label, that is a product that, of course, is sourced and processed right here in the province. But as well, we're looking at additional opportunities and partnerships with our local grocers to help identify Alberta and Canadian and locally sourced products, as well as heightening awareness about additional tools that consumers can use to be able to easily identify where the origin of those agricultural products are, including two apps, one called OScanada and another one called MapleScan, where individuals can scan those items within the grocery stores and figure out where is made and where they're sourcing their ingredients from.
Now, as you mentioned, certainly there hasn't been a lot of effect on the agriculture industry, specifically when it comes to the tariffs as of yet. Fingers crossed, knock on wood, all that stuff, I'm sure. But I know you've been involved in a lot of kind of advocacy on that front. And in fact, I know you were down in Washington, D.C. recently on that front. What's kind of been some of the things that you've been working on in that aspect?
Well, ever since there was the threat of tariffs on our province, we've been meeting with our stakeholders, our farmers and ranchers, our agencies, boards, commissions, and having conversations with them to make sure that we're working on strategies that if they came into place as well, following the leadership of our premier, we have been working with our U.S. counterparts to make sure that they are aware of the negative impacts that tariffs on Canada would have to food security and food affordability across all North America. That includes U.S. citizens as well. Just recently, last week, I was in Washington, D.C. I had many meetings with a lot of stakeholder groups there, and including the Undersecretary for the United States Department of Agriculture, to have conversations about if we are going to work in the best interest of our citizens, that we need to be able to protect the CUSMA agreement and understand that our integrated food supply chain throughout North America needs to be protected, as it's in the best interest of that food affordability and food security that's top of mind of all citizens right now.
Certainly, we've been talking today about local products in Alberta, and certainly a lot of that comes from a lot of our farmers across the province, and I'm sure many of them are getting close to that time where they can potentially get seeding started for some of the things that they like to grow. What, I guess, kind of your hopes, expectations, I guess, for this season that's sort of coming up here?
Well, as I mentioned, our primary goal here is to always support our farmers and ranchers, ensuring they have the strong business risk management programs available for them. And as well, when we look at the larger goal of continuing to diversify markets, of course, our department, myself as the minister, travel internationally to be able to advocate on behalf of Alberta agriculture and highlight that we've got the best farmers and ranchers in the world, growing the highest quality commodities in the world. We know that's going to be key for the future. And as well, more here at home, looking at opportunities to expand interprovincial trade. And as well, as I mentioned, the continued advocacy with our U.S. and Mexican counterparts on protecting the CUSMA agreement, as it has been such a mutually beneficial agreement that has helped us grow our agricultural sector and has really is a key component of the food affordability for the future. We have in this province, through the CUSMA agreement and our incentives, including our agri-processing investment tax credit and continuing to be the lowest tax jurisdiction in Canada. Well, last year we saw $3 billion of agri-processing investment. We see a huge future in agri-processing in our province, so that's something that we want to continue to work on as well.
And finally, whenever we have guests here, the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we always like to throw in a little personal question so that the politicians are people too. As mentioned, certainly a spring in the air in many parts of the province right now. A lot of people maybe have different activities they'd like to get up to when the weather gets a little better outside. What about with you? What are some of your go-to springtime activities?
Well, I'll tell you, I've got a son that just started as a saddle bronc rider. He just went through his first rodeo school. I spent a lot of time with my wife and my kids at the local rodeos throughout the summer. And, of course, always enjoy jumping in the camper and getting out into the beautiful foothills and Kananaskis area and camping on the weekends.
Well, if we get some good time to do that in the next little bit, R.J. Sigurdsson, the province's Minister of Agriculture and Irrigation. Thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.